This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Parts of southeastern Colorado saw heat advisories earlier this week as temperatures climbed past triple digits. Advisories were issued in the southern Front Range counties first, despite higher temperatures in the lower Arkansas River Valley. Meteorologist Eric Peterson with the National Weather Service in Pueblo says urban development is a significant factor in determining where advisories are issued.
While the temperature at the airport might be, you know, in the low to mid 90s, it could be as much as 10 to 20 degrees hotter in spots that, you know, have a lot of pavement, not a lot of shade, and have a lot of direct sunlight.
Peterson says concrete and asphalt amplify high temperatures in cities, while open green space in rural areas can temper the summer heat. Residents in places under a heat advisory should limit their time in the sun and stay hydrated. A study finds older adults and women living near oil and natural gas wells may experience more severe symptoms if they suffer from AFib. Here's CPR's John Daly.
A research team used insurance claim data. They found people over 80 with AFib living close to an oil and gas well had double the risk for ER visits. Female AFib patients saw an even greater risk of worse symptoms. Colorado School of Public Health researcher Lisa McKenzie says the risk is highest when the wells are being built.
They're drilling, they're fracking. There's a lot more potential for noise on the well site and emission of air pollutants.
The research was funded by the National Institutes of Health and Center for Improving Value in Healthcare. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.